David thought this large tattoo protected him in combat when he was deployed with the U.S. Army in Iraq.
It's just a double-headed eagle with a shield in the middle.
But today, he is the father of three young children, and like many others across the United States, tattoos are no longer a part of his life. So he has been coming to this laser tattoo removal clinic in Washington to get rid of it for good.
I didn't happen to think, you know, one day I was going to have kids and what they were going to think about it. And with my recent addition, I just had a newborn baby in the house. And I'd really like it if he never even saw it.
Glasses on.
Ken Saller runs this laser center. He says his typical client is a professional woman who feels the tattoo she got during high school or college is holding back her career.
Some are extremely emotional and they say, this is the best day of my life that I've had. I've looked at this thing for 20 years. I've wanted it off. You can't imagine how I wanted it off. For today, I'm going to juice you up a little bit.
That's a little bit more pain, am I right?
Not much. If it is, we'll let you know. You got the blue ball already?
Yep, got it.
Okay, ready to go.
According to the Pew Research Center, more than 1 in 3 Americans between the ages of 18 and 40 have at least one tattoo. As they grow older, more and more of them are coming to clinics like this one to have their body art removed.
Voila.
Yay!
Jennifer Bezdacek is an attorney in Washington. She's been coming to Ken to have a small tattoo of a heart and rose removed from her ankle.
I got this tattoo when I was 18. Wasn't the smartest decision I ever made, and it just was not, you know, not conducive to seeing clients or being in high-profile places. So I just wanted to get rid of it altogether and not have to worry about it anymore.
Okay, I'm going to cool the treated area with the skin chiller.
New laser technology makes the procedure less painful and much more affordable. The laser breaks up the particles of tattoo ink until the pieces are small enough to be absorbed by the body. It takes several sessions for the tattoo to fade completely.
I thought it was something that I would want to have forever, but you don't always need to have an image on your body to portray who you are and how you feel. That should be something that's, you know, just inside of you.
And David, like many now, realizes that what he feels on the inside may no longer be represented by what is inked on the outside. Monterabi, VOA News, Washington.